Let us pray. Lord, as we gather today, we come to worship you as a family of your people. We ask that you would help us to be aware of your presence in all the things that we will do on this day. Let the light of hope enter our hearts and take away any sadness that we may feel. Lord, surround us with your loving kindness. We are aware that our life is a gift from you, and so we ask you to guard and protect us. You are holy and righteous. You are a righteous and loving God, and no one can boast in your presence. We know there are times when we can be full of our own self-importance. Let this have been a time during this week when we maybe have been unhappy in our thoughts and actions. Open our hearts that we might let the light of Jesus shine on us, that we may experience your forgiveness and love. Lord, we thank you for the gifts that we have brought. May they bring happiness and joy to those who will receive them. And we ask you, Lord, to bless our children and young people as they take part in this service. We thank you for all the leaders and the organizations, for the young in our congregation. Lord, we come as we are and ask you to be with us. And as a church family, let us pray together as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The Camel's Journey. My master is a very wise man. He lives in a beautiful palace in the east. My job is to take him to distant places to meet other wise men. My master studies the stars. One day, a new star appeared. He was very excited about that. He looked in his big books and spoke to other wise men about it. My master knew the appearance of this star meant that a new king had been born. We were to go on a long journey. Enough food was packed to last a long time. We started to follow the bright star. Other wise men came with us. Sometimes they burst into song. By night and by day.
From Orient are bearing gifts, we travel afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, follow in yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
We went over mountains and through valleys. Robbers chased us more than once. I became very weary, but the star led us on. Soon we arrived in Jerusalem. The wise men told King Herod about their journey. He was very angry to hear that someone very important had been born. He sent us on to Bethlehem. We were nearly at the end of our journey. The star led us onward until it stopped over the little town called Bethlehem. Was this the end of our travels? Down the hill we went and came to a house. The wise men got off. They unwrapped the special gift they had brought from home. The door was opened and the wise men went in. Presents were gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and the child was called Jesus.
Thank you.
Well, we want to thank the children for showing us the Nativity once again, a story that means so much to us all when we see it portrayed, and the children do a marvellous job in doing that. So well done to each and every one of them that they took part this morning. We're going to stand to sing now hymn number CHC228, Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands. Let us turn our attention to the reading of God's Word in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, and reading there from verse 1. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, reading from verse 1. Let us read the Word of God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him.' After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented with him the gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route." Amen, and may the Lord bless the reading of his word, and to his name be the praise and the glory.
Hello, good morning. I don't know how we're going to follow that, to be honest. That was just fantastic. Well done, guys. I'm really just wasting time while our people get into their places. The Bible class have decided that they were going to do the Nativity, no surprise. However, we're bringing it right bang up to date and putting it into a modern setting. So we're starting here with a young couple who, through no fault of their own, have been left out in the cold. And they are not sure what is going to happen next.
Pierce my heart with love. This is Jesus.
Well done to the young folk. What a super message in a very modern idiom, and for some modern music for us, which is often a good thing, that we don't get stuck in a rut. But we are delighted, and there's still just a little more stage management to go on. I need a lectern. I believe it's stage right. So, and we're going to sing together Child in the Manger, and during that time we are going to light the Advent wreath, and Sam Fogo is coming to light the third candle for us. So Sam comes out once that all appears. On your behalf, I'm delighted to welcome Margot Rees from the charity Myeloma UK. She is here to accept a cheque which has been gathered together from the coffee after the morning services each week, and we are going to present a cheque to the value of £1,750 from the Coffee Fellowship. This is a charity that I think is very close to the hearts of the congregation, because Fergus is going through such treatment at this moment in time, and we trust that this money will help some way to find some way to get through and find a cure towards all of this. And so the cheque will now be presented by Graham Mill, the session clerk, and then Margot is going to just say a word or two for us. Graham, Margot, would you like to come out, please?
I am delighted to be here to accept this cheque on behalf of Myeloma UK. I am not actually employed by them. I'm a patient. I have myeloma. Seamus Fergus, and my diagnosis was 8 years ago. And thanks to the work of charities like Myeloma UK Research, while it is incurable, it's treatable. And their aim is to make sure that we get the best treatment and can keep going and cope with it. Though, I want to thank all of you, because the time you have put in organising events, raffles, donating prizes, buying all the tickets, this is fantastic. And Myeloma UK will be absolutely delighted, and Christmas has come early for them with this cheque, but you are the people who have really supported this. And as someone who has been in the receiving end of the work of Myeloma UK, thank you very much.
Margot, thank you very much indeed for coming along and receiving that. Thank you. I want to think a moment or two about the story that we're all focusing on today. We want to praise God when I look at the array of gifts that we have now placed under the tree that will go to help other people, and for that gift to Myeloma UK. Gifts are given by us because of the wise men who brought these gifts to Jesus. But I want to tell you a story. There once was an old man. An old man who every Christmas would slip out of his house when it was quiet under a starry night. And he would bring with him something from his house that was very close to his heart. Some people call it a violin. He called it a fiddle. And then he got to a tree. And this tree was absolutely bare. No leaves, nothing on it whatsoever. And then he would start to play some wonderful music. And I said, well, when you saw what somebody played earlier, what chance did I have? You know, and on this tree suddenly blossom appeared. And he stood there very quietly. And as he continued to play, the petals fell off the flowers onto the stony, hard ground. He continued to play, and suddenly fruit appeared on the branches, and they dropped to the ground. He played a much brighter tune, and all the children from the village came rushing out, gathering their hands together and running in circles round and round the tree. And they gathered there because it was good. And suddenly there was one shrill note on the violin, and everyone stopped. And everyone was allowed to pick up one of the bits of fruit that had become a gift and take it home with them. And so when they had this gift, it was a gift of something that they really wanted. And then the children, as he played, would go home. But before they went, there was always one gift more than the number of children present. And this particular year, there was nothing left. Someone had taken two instead of one. That boy, when he got home, opened up his present and there was nothing in it. He thought, well, that's okay, I've got another one. And he opened that up, and there was nothing in it. He had gained nothing. There was one girl called Rose. And Rose had been desperate to have that extra gift because not far from her house was a young couple with a baby that had just been born living in a barn. But she didn't have that extra gift. And she swithered, do I give my own gift or do I keep my own gift? And she decided to go and open the door of that barn and give the gift to the new baby. At that, the walls and the roof collapsed round about away from them all. The clothes of the parents had changed, and she saw a baby lying in a manger. And Rose felt she heard someone speaking that said, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. But I want to tell you another story. We have all these gifts, which are lovely. But one day a poor little boy went into a church service. And he watched all the adults going out and putting money into the offering. He didn't have anything to give. But he put his hand in his pocket and he brought out 6 marbles. And he put the 6 marbles into the offering plate. And it went away. After the service, one of the elders came up to him and said, do you want your marbles back? Oh no. I gave them to the Lord Jesus. The story was heard by many people. And one man came up and said, I will give £100 for every marble. A handful of marbles bring in £500. Giving is not about the amount. It's more about the love behind the gift. When Jesus was born, as we have seen, the Magi brought the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Mary and Joseph gave themselves. In faith, the angels responded. The shepherds didn't bring material, anything special. They brought material things, as well as their faith, which was important. But above all that, God's plan was not about what we were doing or giving, but to remember, He gave His Son. Yes, we give gifts. We get gifts. We are delighted and we give them to family and friends. What else can we give this year? Well, maybe we might give love. The Pharisees once asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Oh, we easily give love to those who are closest to us that we love. But we should also love those that we don't know and who don't know what love is. Give love. We could also give forgiveness. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to forgive us our debts or to forgive us our sins. That means to wipe away or to dismiss all the wrong things that we have done. God, in forgiving, gave His Son to die. Can we be big enough? Can we be bold enough to forgive people who have maybe hurt us physically or verbally? Can we forgive ourselves if we have been unkind towards someone else, either to their face or even behind their back? It takes a great effort to be forgiving. And Christ gave His all for our forgiveness. We have all these young people around us. Let us give a good example. As leaders in the church club or Sunday club or uniformed organisations, we should set a good example. I recall as a member of the Boys' Brigade, we were expected to wear our uniform, including, and it shows how old I am, the pillbox hat for the Boys' Brigade, and we were to wear it to and from our Friday night meeting. And that continued right through to being an officer and eventually a captain of a company. But that extended beyond the parade night. It was how we live our lives is probably more important. What people see on Monday to Saturday, is that the same person that's here on a Sunday? Let us give a good example. And finally, let us give God the glory. It's not about you, it's not about me. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 14 we read, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." Remember in the case of John the Baptist, people tried to give him status and position, but he responded to their questions about Jesus and said, "Jesus must become greater, and I should become less." Not just at this time, but always, we should praise and glorify the name of Jesus, just as the shepherds and the wise men did when Jesus was born. Maybe we ought to focus more on the person of Jesus and less on the frills of Christmas. Therefore, as we celebrate, let us give thanks to God for the gift of his Son. In a newspaper in the United States of America, a Nobel Prize winner produced a cartoon every year for a newspaper. And one year, the front page of the newspaper had a beautiful Christmas tree. But below it, there was an unopened parcel labelled "Eternal Life." The title of the cartoon was "The Untaken Gift." Quoted with it was John chapter 3 and verse 16, reminding us that God, in his great goodness, gave Christ to the world. Today, in many places, there is still an untaken gift. Something waiting to be lifted and opened. If we open that parcel, then we will be able to experience God's blessing and turn every day to say, "Thank you, God. Thank you for the gift of Jesus." Amen. Let's sing together in CH3 175, "Angel Voices Richly Blending." Let us pray. We come to give you thanks for all your goodness to us. And we present to you these, our tithes and offerings, to be dedicated for the glory of your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for all who have taken part in this service of worship, from the youngest to the oldest, for the whole congregation gathered to glorify your name. Lord, you are our everlasting refuge and help in times of trouble. And we pray for those whose lives are burdened by poverty, sickness, or bereavement. Be with all who are suffering. Restore to good health the sick. Where there is anxiety, bring peace. And where there is sorrow, give them strength through faith to seek your help. Bless us at this time as we share time with our families and friends. Let there be joy, and may there be peace and harmony. But we remember today those whose lives have been devastated by the events in the eruption of the volcano in New Zealand, or the result of an accident or violence. Lord, be their strength and their comfort. We pray for some political stability after the general election, that those elected will work for the good of the country and not their own political careers. Lord, bless our service of carols this evening, that many will come and enjoy the carol singing. And may we all do today and in the days to come bring glory and honour to your name. Lord, we thank you for this and we ask your blessing upon us now and forevermore. Amen. Well, let us go out into the world after a wonderful service saying, joy to the world, the Lord has come, let the earth receive her King. Go out into the world in peace and in joy. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore.